Police in Langley say they'll be increasing their presence following a violent incident between RCMP and a teenager at an illegal street racing event. "We are still gathering as much details and video as possible from the specific area," said SGT Zainal Shahroom with Langley RCMP. At about 11 p.m. on January 24, officers received a complaint of a motor vehicle incident near Gloucester Way and found 200 young people participating in illegal street racing and stunting. Video captured the tense moments and showed a physical altercation between police and a teen. According to police, a 16-year-old rushed at police and was interfering with the investigation. Officers used a taser on the teen and he was put inside a police vehicle. A person in the crowd opened the police vehicle and the suspect fled but was found by the Integrated Police Dog Service. The teen is facing several charges, including assaulting a police officer. The teen has been released from custody, police confirm. Actions, not condoned. Glacier Media spoke to two organizers of the car meetup, who did not want their identity revealed as the investigation is ongoing. The group said they don't condone the teenager's actions. "This is not how we run our events. This is not condoned from us, the behavior of that kid, but the RCMP could have done better as well," said one member. "Someone at the event decided to make a couple of bad decisions, and because of that person's decisions, and because of the officer's poor decision-making, this is all blown up," he said. The car meetups are held every weekend, with police often stopping by, Glacier Media was told. "Police are actually very friendly with us. Hopefully, we can move past this in a good way, together," he said. "People of all ages come together for their events," he added. "The car community isn't as bad as they're trying to make us look. We're just regular people who contribute to society, just having fun in our own sense, the way people like to go to clubs." The group would like to work with police to have a safe space to run these events. "I know, technically, these aren't the most legal events, but we're not harming anyone at all," he said, noting they like to give back to the community through food and toy drives. Community outrage. A member of the car community for more than 30 years said the incident is reflecting poorly on the entire industry. Glenn Dalton is an executive member of the BC Hot Rod Association and hosts a series of car shows in the Lower Mainland each year. "This isn't the general behavior of the custom car community or aftermarket modified car community. It's not what we like to be seen as, and it is definitely not how we generally act," he said. He works at a custom car shop and said everyone is talking about the videos circulating online. "I get a little bit upset about it. I get a little bit angry about it because it's a poor representation of the car community. Whether you're a young guy, an old guy or a girl, it doesn't matter. It's a really poor representation of what the car community is really all about and what we really like to do." When it comes to finding a space to do street racing, he pointed to a safe place at Mission Race Park. "As long as your car is drivable on the street and you have a driver's license and insurance, you can take your car out there on a Friday night, you can race against other people," said Dalton, adding there is a time and place for this kind of driving. "There's absolutely no excuse to be out doing street racing quarter mile or whatever, racing straight along the streets." Shahroom said since the incident, people in the community have reached out to police. "I can tell you that we've got a huge support from the community, especially folks that reside in the Gloucester area and also the businesses and truckers that actually use that area," he said. "They've all reached out to the Langley RCMP expressing how pleased they are of the police actually doing something about this incident that happens almost every Friday and Saturday." Street racing is illegal in BC. Street racing is illegal, according to the Motor Vehicle Act and the Criminal Code. "I repeat, it's an illegal activity," said Shahroom. "At this point in time, there is no safe place to actually street race. I mean, it's simply an illegal activity." Shahroom wants the messaging around street racing to be very clear. "We will be stepping up and increasing enforcement in those specific targeted areas," he said. We acknowledge that the public and the residents of Langley City and Township are both concerned. Drivers who are caught stunt driving can have their vehicles impounded, receive a fine, and may also be charged with a criminal code offense. Corporal Michael McLaughlin with BC Highway Patrol said vehicles can be impounded and fines up to $483 can be issued, plus increased costs through ICBC. McLaughlin said, ironically, members of BC Highway Patrol are often motor vehicle enthusiasts too and agree with Dalton. The racetrack is the perfect place to race. It's much safer and much more fun, and you won't go to jail, he said.